You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. This is a live program, and we invite your calls. So dial toll-free 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. A lot going on today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The first thing is I want to say just a word about my new book, Incarnation, The Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. To say I am over the top excited about this book would be an understatement. The more I contemplate incarnation, the more staggered my imagination. The very thought that the one who spoke and 100 billion galaxies leapt into existence should cloak himself in human flesh is, well, unthinkable. To imagine that the one who knit me together in my mother's womb would himself inhabit Mary's womb, it just boggles my mind. And yet that is precisely what Christianity proffers. A creator beyond comprehension who has revealed himself in incarnation. Incarnation, quite literally coming in flesh, is the greatest of all revelations. Just a couple of months ago, we were sitting in a planning meeting, and Larry Johnston, one of our staff, started talking about the majesty of incarnation and how so often we miss the moment. We don't prepare for Advent, for the coming of Christ in human flesh. And the more we talked, the more I was burdened to write a book titled Incarnation. And I can tell you, I am overjoyed to be holding it in my hand, and even more overjoyed with the possibility of putting it into your hand as a way all this month of saying thank you for standing with the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our outreaches around the world, prayerfully and financially. Again, the book Incarnation, The Ultimate Self-Revelation of God, available for your gift, your stewardship. You can acquire your copy on the web, equip.org, or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember, you can also call 888-7000-CRI and talk to one of our resource consultants. Well, that's one thing I wanted to mention on today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. But in addition to taking your questions today, I also wanted to talk to the editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, Elliot Miller, and here's why. The current edition of the Christian Research Journal has a cover story. It's titled Medical Marijuana, Miracle Drug, or Spiritual Poison. And you think about how the legalization of medical marijuana in 20 states has now morphed into legislation and the legalization of recreational marijuana in both Colorado and the state of Washington. That's not something that might happen. It has already happened. This is a timely topic, because as I speak, or as of tomorrow, Alaska, Oregon, Washington, D.C. could also legalize marijuana. This is by voter initiative, and other states have bills in process as well. Tonight's Monday Night Football. And you think about the NFL, which is relaxing now its standards on marijuana. The updated policy announced just last month has increased the permitted threshold of THC. Ricky Williams, the famous running back, estimated recently that roughly 40% of NFL players use marijuana for stress and pain relief. That's his estimate. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But the NFL is relaxing its standards, not only is, but has, and probably will continue to do so. And so, again, this is a very timely topic, a topic that Elliot Miller knows a lot about, not only in terms of information, details, but personal experience. He joins me now on today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Welcome, Elliot.
Hi, Hank. It's really good to be here.
This is some journal. I mean, not only have you written about marijuana, but we also have an article by Richard Poupard. He's a doctor, and he's giving his perspective on marijuana. But you think this is a very substantive issue.
I really do, Hank. I introduced the editorial for this issue, just sort of putting the whole thing into perspective. And that is, as Christians, we can observe, and I've been a Christian now since 1970, so for 43 years. I was aware of the same issues when I was first converted that I am now, as far as that this had been a Christian nation. And when I grew up, there was a basic Christian worldview and Christian values that prevailed, although there certainly was separation of religion, of church and state. But there were basic Christian values, and I saw it toward the end of the 60s, radical change happening with the youth culture. And then I saw in the 1970s that uprooting and overturning of traditional values was spreading to the whole culture, and especially as my generation became parents and then grandparents. So many, younger people, the Generation X and the millennial generation, they've basically grown up in a different world than I have. It's a post-Christian world. And so I have seen one part of what was the basic structure and integrity of our society topple after another since around the time of my conversion. You know, it began with the availability to everybody of birth control pills, which then allowed the sexual revolution to take place and then gave popular public support for the legalization of abortion. And I saw this, with the legalization increasingly of gambling in our culture, people beginning to throw their lives away in pursuit of easy money. And just problems where something that was once considered a vice is now a virtue. If you're doing it through the state lottery system, you're supposedly helping public education and so forth. And so that was another domino that fell. And then, of course, just the whole idea of marriage. With the sexual revolution, we had the rise of divorce, people living outside of marriage. And basically, we overturned, we threw away the whole view of marriage as something that was ordained by God, as a man-woman union. So at that point, then, it became an equal rights issue for homosexuals to be married, and we've just seen a mind-blowing cultural shift in that regard. But as if all of this wasn't enough to cause concern, what we've seen rapidly happening as well this past decade or two is the increasing legalization, first of medical marijuana, where people are allowed to purchase marijuana and roll their own joints and, or marijuana cigarettes and smoke it for medical purposes, and that then softening society's resistance to marijuana, and then, just as expected, an entire initiative now in every state in the union, there is an effort to get marijuana legalized recreationally. And that's what people are going to be voting on in two states, as well as Washington, D.C. tomorrow, as well as here in Florida and in Guam. People will be voting on medical marijuana. So I'm, very concerned about this simply because I actually was a marijuana smoker. I was a pothead. all the way up to after my conversion to Christ. And if we were going to organize a group of people to make a defense for Christians smoking marijuana back in late 1970, I would have been the first person to volunteer, and I would have made the best argument that could be made for that. So I know the subject inside and out, but now I'm the most avid opponent of the legalization of marijuana because God dealt with me about it. You know, and I put up a big battle about it. I put up a big fight, but he dealt with me about it. So anyway, that just sort of sets the stage, but there's a lot to be discussed about. What about medical marijuana, and is there any use for marijuana that might be permissible from a Christian's perspective? And it is a nuanced issue. It's not like we're just taking a simplistic approach to it. I know a lot of people are concerned about seizures, and there are answers to those questions.
Talking to Elliot Miller, he's editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. If you have not subscribed to the journal, you can hear from this discussion that we're dealing with cutting-edge issues that affect you and cutting-edge issues that people will be voting on tomorrow. You can subscribe to the Christian Research Journal online at equip.org or write us at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource consultant standing by, 888-7000, and the letter CRI. I want to talk to Elliot about three basic things and perhaps some more, but I want to talk to him about the psychophysical problems, the occult dangers, and the THC liabilities. First, Elliot, the psychophysical problems, they are myriad.
Well, yes, you know, that is because this is a drug, and it may not be physically addictive, but it definitely can be psychologically addictive. It does alter your consciousness. It does alter your personality. It does alter your lifestyle. I mean, there's a reason why people describe themselves in a positive way when they're stoned on marijuana and say, I'm wasted. Oh, man, I'm wasted. Like, that's a good thing. Because it does make it hard to function. It's very dangerous to drive in this state. I should know, I drove down a one-way street the wrong way and didn't even realize it until afterwards, driving under the influence of marijuana way back in 1970. And it affects your brain. It affects the structure of your brain. It affects your motivation. And, you know, it affects your productivity. It also affects your lungs, your breathing carcinogens, you know, and for the same reason we would oppose smoking cigarettes, even more so with marijuana, because it's extremely powerful. And so, you know, there are definite health issues, psychological habit-forming issues in terms of your productivity as a human being, let alone as a Christian. You know, it is something that people tend to gravitate around rather than going out and doing something useful with their lives. I'm not saying there aren't exceptions. When in my circle of friends who were all potheads, there was one guy who had the ability to maintain a job, be productive, and then come home at night and get stoned, and we would all go over to his house and smoke marijuana and listen to psychedelic rock and roll music. And we all admired this guy because he was able to maintain. If we went out in public, he would handle ordering meals, he would drive, he would do all these things. But the point here is, out of a whole group of about 8-9 people, this was the only guy that was able to do that. And that doesn't mean it didn't affect his life on more subtle levels. So yes, there are exceptions, but we're talking about the good of society. What do we want? Do we want to make this more accessible? Do we want to increase the number of people who are smoking marijuana and going out and driving? And someone can say, well, that's not a responsible thing to do. But the point is that there's a certain number of people in any society who are going to be irresponsible and are going to do this thing. So the issue is not a black and white one, like, well, if we don't make marijuana legal, then we won't have any problems. No, we'll still have problems with alcohol. We'll still have problems with the illegal use of it. But do we want to open the floodgates? Because once this is legal, people who now have compunctions about going out and entering the illegal world of marijuana to smoke pot and stay away from it are not going to have those same compunctions. They're going to be much more encouraged and much more at ease with trying it now that it's legal. So do we want to unleash this on society? And I say we don't.
We're talking to Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. When we come back from the break, we're going to discuss a little more about the physical maladies, which range from respiratory illness and cardiovascular disease to detectable alterations in the structure and the chemistry of the brain. I want to press Elliot on that because this is not something that just Christians are saying. You can read this in the literature, particularly this whole idea of detectable alterations in the structure and the chemistry of the brain, also discussed in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. We're also going to be talking to Elliot about the occult dangers as well as THC liabilities. If you don't know what that is, we'll explain that when we come back from the break in just a few moments. Again, you can subscribe to the Christian Research Journal in a safe, secure fashion on the web. It's equip.org. Be back in just a few moments with Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal.
Although smoking marijuana effectively treats some illnesses, medical benefits do not outweigh risks. Beyond physical and psychological dangers lurk profound spiritual perils. Marijuana often elicits a sensation of oneness with the universe or God, consistent with Eastern religious thought but antithetical to the message of Jesus Christ. In the latest edition of the Christian Research Journal, find out whether medical marijuana is a miracle drug or a spiritual poison. Start your subscription today by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be back with more right after this. In his book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Dr. Oz Guinness notes that after a half a millennium of dominance, the West is being eclipsed in the global era. The United States, as the lead society in the West, stands on the verge of relative, if not absolute, decline. Guinness sadly but soberly concludes that much of the Christian church in both Europe and North America is in a sorry state of weakness, confusion, unfaithfulness, and cultural captivity. Is there a reasonable hope for a turnaround in the midst of these troubling trends? A resounding yes is his conclusion, as he shows why the gospel is the most powerful force in history. To receive your copy of Renaissance, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org, equip.org. This, then, is the climax of divine revelation, God with us. The infinite has progressively revealed himself in accordance with our finitude. Thus, prior to Emmanuel, general and special revelation revealed his glory. But in the incarnation, we have seen his glory. Thus writes Hank Hanegraaff in his book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. In short, God's incarnation in human flesh is the apex of revelation, his last word. In taking on human flesh, God gives us more than the clearest image of who he is. He gives us himself. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Some claim that the Nazis were Christians and that Christianity was responsible for the Holocaust. However, such claims are based on a serious misreading of history and a failure to understand the complexity of National Socialism, which at its core was a new religious movement. Other topics include medical marijuana, miracle drug or spiritual poison, searching for truth and transcendence, the perennial relevance of Plato, caricatures of reason and its users, same-sex marriage, stealing rights from God, as well as the popular Ask Hank column. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. If you were asked by a noted historian what were the five greatest events in human history, how would you answer? Clearly, the question is provocative. While many people would understandably disagree on the answers, we're confident that the Incarnation and the Resurrection would be numbers 1 and 2. And Hank Hanegraaff's new book, Incarnation, tells why. The Incarnation is the ultimate self-revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org, equip.org. And now, here is Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Without incarnation, there would be no resurrection. And you think about resurrection, it is the hope of Christianity. If you took resurrection out of the Bible, you'd have a torn and tattered document devoid of all meaning. But everything stems back to God's ultimate self-revelation. And as I said in the first segment, the more I thought about this, the more intoxicated I became with the thought of putting together a book as we enter the Advent season. Quite frankly, I didn't have the time on my schedule, but I just made time to do it. And now I am so delighted to be able to put this book into your hands. Again, available all this month for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You can acquire your copy on the web at equip.org, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember, resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000 in the letters CRI. Continuing now our conversation with Elliot Miller. He's editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. And the article, which is the, well, it is the key article in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. It is the cover story. And it's titled, Medical Marijuana, Miracle Drug or Spiritual Poison. Now, people have all kinds of opinions on this. And you're welcome to share your opinion on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. But I'm talking to someone who knows this subject intimately. And Elliot, when we went to break, we were talking about this notion of detectable changes in the structure of the brain. And in the article in the Christian Research Journal, the cover story, Dr. Poupard talks about this as a research reality.
Yes, he's very qualified to be writing on this, and he raises several different concerns about the impact upon both physical and psychological health for the people who would be using marijuana. And, here is a major issue. The idea that someone would be treating a medical problem by going to a pot store, buying weed, buying all the paraphernalia that pot smokers use, going home and rolling joints and then lighting up, inhaling it into their lungs to whatever extent feels right to them, and that this would be a legal form of medication is, really outrageous. Even people who don't have the spiritual or societal concerns about marijuana that we've been talking about and will talk about, but doctors, people from the health profession, are generally very uncomfortable with this whole prospect. And here's the thing, Hank, why is it necessary? What people often don't distinguish in their minds is between legitimate medicinal use of the marijuana plant and the kind of medical marijuana that people are going to be voting for in Florida and have voted for in other states. And the difference is this. There has been a derivative of marijuana, a strain of it, that has been developed that is high in cannabidiol, or CBD, which is an agent in marijuana that is useful for treating seizures, chronic pain, Crohn's disease, lupus. And most of the value, medical value of marijuana has been distilled in Charlotte's Web, named after Charlotte Fiji, a girl from Colorado, a young girl who was absolutely ravaged by grand mal seizures until she began to take this drug. Well, this family of marijuana entrepreneurs called the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, out of the goodness of their heart, have had doctors working on this, and they have developed, even though it's not financially profitable for them, they have developed Charlotte's Web as a legitimate drug that can be taken, not smoked, and it's very low in tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, which is the psychoactive agent in marijuana. So Charlotte and Vivian Wilson and other little girls who and boys, who, as well as adults, who have a legitimate medical need for marijuana, can take this product without getting high, without inhaling it into their lungs. And there are a few ailments that people think that they need high doses of tetrahydrocannabinol for, such as dealing with hunger after someone has suffered from chemotherapy or is experiencing AIDS, or dealing with shakes. I'm trying to think of the disease that people get where they lose control of the nervous system. Pardon?
Parkinson?
Well, that'd be one of them, yeah, Parkinson's. But the other one, it's not coming to my brain, but people have an idea what I'm talking about, I'm sure. Well, it is claimed, I'm not able to pronounce on it medically, but it is claimed that you need more of a THC. Well,
are you thinking about Alzheimer's?
Not Alzheimer's, no. MS, multiple sclerosis. Yeah. And so... I'm not saying that doctors can't develop a delivery system, syringes, pills, something where it is a precisely prescribed amount that the person would need to treat this, and that they would take a prescribed dose in order to deal with that. That could be developed as well. So there are ways. People say, why would God create marijuana? There's got to be something in there that's of value. Well, this is what it is. It's not to smoke it. You don't smoke every plant out there, But there are ways that these medical values can be received. Now, tetrahydrocannabinol, even if taken in another form, I would have problems with as a Christian. If it makes you high, I have spiritual concerns about that I think outweigh the physical benefits. But I'm not going to pass my Christian beliefs on the public as a law. I'm going to advise Christians, steer clear of tetrahydrocannabinol, but feel free to take advantage of CBD. So there are ways that the medical value of marijuana can be made available. But the whole idea that we should legalize, and this is what medical, see, we've already, and here in Florida, I live in Florida, we've already got Charlotte's Web legal. So that's not even an issue. People are being fooled. They think they're voting for Charlotte's Web to vote for medical marijuana. No, medical marijuana is rolling it up as a joint. This is part of the agenda of the pot advocacy community. Their whole plan all along is to get smoking marijuana in the form of a cigarette legalized for medicinal purposes, step A. Step B, once it's successful there and you've got an industry developed, then appeal to political people about the money that they could make taxing this rather than prosecuting it, and make it legal. Well, what this is overlooking is the effect that smoking pot has on the body, the mind, and the spirit, and on society as well. And it's all negative. At least the negative certainly outweighs the positive.
Elliot, you've been talking about smoking marijuana as the hazard. Can you address eating marijuana? Because it seems to me that when you're eating marijuana, let's say that you're eating it in a brownie, Right. You really have no idea when you reach a point of overindulgence, and that point of overindulgence can be very dangerous.
Good point, Hank. Excellent point. Yes. There are two, you know, there is the concern of smoking it from the standpoint of your lungs, you know, the effect of the carcinogens on your lungs. But the major concern here is the lack of prescribed dosage for a legitimate medicinal need. Now, obviously, anybody who just is self-dosing that way, as you have pointed out, Hank, it just takes four, drags on a marijuana cigarette to get high. It doesn't take much at all. And so when you're self-dosing that way, you're immediately going beyond what would be advisable in terms of your own health, in terms of your impact on the road. And we haven't even gotten to discussing the spiritual dangers that I am particularly qualified to speak on with regard to smoking marijuana or eating it in the form of a brownie.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the occult dangers on the other side of the break with Elliot Miller. He's editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. Do remember the significant health concerns with smoked marijuana that Elliot has spoken to during this broadcast. It is very sobering in that a recent study at Northwestern University revealed that even a very moderate amount of smoking leads to detectable changes in the structure of the brain. Those are no small words. That is not a throwaway phrase. Detectable changes in the structure of the brain. There was also a relationship between the amount of marijuana smoked and the degree of morphological change. Chief researcher Dr. Hans Breiter states, quote, "People think a little recreational use shouldn't cause a problem. If someone is doing okay with work or school, no problem. Our data, however," he says, "directly says that this is not the case. Studies have also confirmed that marijuana has significant effects on such things as short-term memory." And when you're young, you don't think about that a lot. When you get older, you do think about that a lot. And so what you do now has an impact on you for the rest of your life. The article in the Christian Research Journal, it is a must read. Again, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking to Elliot about the occult dangers. They are acute. They need to be addressed. They often are neglected in the conversation, and no one can speak to this issue with more authority, with more poignancy, with more relevancy than Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. Again, the journal is a subscription magazine. It's an award-winning magazine. It is beautiful in terms of its presentation, but it is rich in terms of its content. In other words, you can get the information that you need so that you can make decisions not only for yourself, but legislation affects what happens in this country. People say, well, you can't legislate morality. If you can't legislate morality, pray tell, what can you legislate? Of course you can legislate morality. It just depends on whose morality is being legislated, and you're going to find that out in the very near future if you don't go to the polls. We'll be right back with Elliot Miller in just a few moments. Please stay tuned for that.
C.S. Lewis once wrote, "God became man to turn creatures into sons, not simply to produce better men of the old kind, but to produce a new kind of man." For sober and serious thinkers, the fact that God truly became man in the person of Jesus staggers the imagination. The very thought that the one who caused hundreds of billions of galaxies to leap into existence should cloak himself in human flesh is, well, unthinkable. Yet in the incarnation, the unthinkable has become real. God has taken on human flesh, not merely to alter the course of human history, but to alter the course of the cosmos. In his new book, Incarnation, Hank Hanegraaff plumbs the depths of this ultimate self-revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Hank will return in a moment. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Although smoking marijuana effectively treats some illnesses, medical benefits do not outweigh risks. Beyond physical and psychological dangers lurk profound spiritual perils. Marijuana often elicits a sensation of oneness with the universe or God, consistent with Eastern religious thought, but antithetical to the message of Jesus Christ. Other topics include theologically informed evangelism, the Nazi war against Christianity, Jehovah's Witnesses, and blood transfusion. Off the Map, Bill Johnson and the Pursuit of Extra-Biblical Authentication. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. An infinite God reduced to the size of a human embryo, the creator of time and space, invading both in human form? Such is the mystery and the majesty of the Incarnation. Supreme Being condescending to become one of us. As we look forward to the Advent and the Christmas season, perhaps nothing is more important than grasping the significance of the coming God in human flesh. Without the life, death, and resurrection of the incarnate one who walked among us, our world would be unfathomably dark. To be equipped as a witness and to be inspired in your walk, you'll want to feast on Hank Hanegraaff's book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Western cultural elites have disregarded God for more than two centuries, but now, in the early 21st century, Dr. Oz Guinness concludes that their movement from disregard to desecration to decadence is going mainstream, and the United States is only the lead society among those close to the tipping point. Is there genuine hope for societal redemption in the midst of growing decadence? In his book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Dr. Oz Guinness declares a resounding yes. When the gospel is lived out in practice, it is the most powerful force in history, both for individuals and for entire societies. To receive your copy of Renaissance as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Virtually all Christians agree that God has made himself known through revelation. Through the prophets and through his word, God has spoken to humanity. Yet what many fail to grasp is that Jesus, as God incarnate, is the ultimate self-revelation of God. To grasp how truly mind-boggling the Incarnation is, you won't want to miss Hank Hanegraaff's new book by that name, Incarnation. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And a quick note about Incarnation, the ultimate self-revelation of God. It is not, with emphasis on the word, not available anywhere except through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I wrote this book strictly for those who support this ministry prayerfully and financially. And so you will not find this in bookstores. It's not like one of my trade books, Afterlife or Has God Spoken? The only place that you can get Incarnation, the ultimate self-revelation of God, is through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Again, you can access your copy on the web for your gift, equip.org, Or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource Consultants is always standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. Talking to Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. We'll probably be hanging out here for another hour once we go off the air, because there are a lot of people that want to talk to Elliot about this subject, and we have just scratched the surface. We're talking about America's downward spiral. It's nothing short of breathtaking. As Elliot pointed out in the opening to the broadcast, popularization of the pill paved the way for the horror of Roe v. Wade. Acceptance of same-sex marriage has mutated into the legalization of same-sex marriage, I should say. Acceptance of same-sex sexuality has now mutated. The legalization of medical marijuana is morphing into legalization of recreational marijuana. And the reason that evil continues to triumph is good men do nothing. Elliot Miller has addressed this subject with a great deal of passion. This is not just cold academic rhetoric. He has written with a great deal of passion and personal experience about this in his From the Editor section in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. If you want the medical details, you can also consult the article, which is the cover story, in which Dr. Poupard lays out graphically not only the medical dangers, but what he would consider to be the spiritual dangers as well. And that's what I want to go to next, Elliot. I want to talk about the spiritual dangers inherent in marijuana. And this is not simply Christian hysterics. I mean, if you travel the world, as you and I have done, you certainly see, for example, in China, that Taoist shamans employ cannabis to connect with ancestors in the spirit world. If you go to India, you find devotees who drink bhang and smoke ganja while making oblations to deities like Shiva. Rastafarians in the West use the weed of wisdom to indulge in spurious religious rituals as well. So when we talk about the spiritual aspects of marijuana, this is something that has been well known and is practiced for bad purposes, at least from a Christian worldview perspective, all around the world.
Yes, Hank. You know, marijuana is classified as a mild psychedelic or hallucinogenic drug. Psychedelic means mind manifesting. And other drugs of this sort include LSD, mescaline, psilocybin, peyote. And these are drugs that are not new. They have been around, for millennia, and they have a long historical tradition of being the gateway to the spiritual realm. And in virtually any pagan culture that you look to, you will find that these drugs are going to show up. They are what the shamans will use in order to make contact with the spirits. They were right at the beginning of Hinduism. It was just a form of pagan ritualism until some seekers went out into the forest and ingested a drug called soma, which had a psychedelic or mind-manifesting effect on them, and it opened them up to the spiritual realm, to altered states of consciousness, to feelings of oneness with the universe. And out of that came the whole school of thought of monism, or the idea that all is one, we are one with the universe, God is a cosmic impersonal mind. All of those ideas were not philosophical ideas created at a particular point. They were experiences people had, and then the beliefs followed from the experience. And in my own lifetime, the same pattern took place. In the late 60s, LSD was legal until 1966, and then it became illegal, but it became more and more commonly used. And with that, marijuana extending its effect. And I had been an atheist or an agnostic bordering on atheism, but I was searching for truth. I was searching for some kind of purpose to life, hoping that there was one. And out of desperation, I experimented with mescaline and marijuana. And as a result, the whole spiritual reality opened up to me experientially, and I experienced the visitations from spirits, inner voices, psychic phenomena, and a feeling of transcending my ego, breaking free from my own individuality and merging into a cosmic mind and the universe itself. And this is just following the pattern. So many people in my generation went through this process, and this fueled the whole interest in Eastern religions. Why? Because Eastern religions grew out of this in the first place, and they are the logical extension. People want to experience these same mystical states without using drugs, so they developed yoga, meditation, and people, you know, gravitated to Eastern teachers. So what I'm saying here is that all these pagan forms of spirituality have this in common: altered states of consciousness. People generally have discovered these states through the use of drugs. Sometimes they develop natural means to produce the same states, whether it's meditation, yoga, chanting, ecstatic dancing, sensory deprivation tanks, and so forth. And so here, from a Christian perspective, this is how we understand this. Man is fallen. He does not have access to God. But in his fallen state, evil spirits do have access to him. We know that the devil can implant thoughts in our minds, can influence us directly on a spiritual and mental level. These drugs and these practices create a trance-like state of consciousness where your mind becomes a void. Your thoughts become interrupted and even cease, and you're aware of pure consciousness. It's in that state that you become a sitting duck to the evil spirits that are unseen. They have much more direct access into your mind. They come as an angel of light, as we read Satan does in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. They give you an experience of light and peace that seems oh so good and enlightening, and they end up reinforcing within you the lie, that is, that you can become God, the very lie that Eve bought in the garden that led us into a fallen state in the first place. So these drugs, these altered states of consciousness, reinforce the effects of the fall. Biblical spirituality is the only form of spiritual experience in the world that is different. It's directly through an encounter with the revealed Christ, through his word, by his spirit. Your faith is quickened, you obey, you follow his word, you don't make your mind a void, you meditate on the scripture, on its truth, and the Holy Spirit within you regenerates you, renews you, sanctifies you, and ultimately will glorify you. This is not involving altered states of consciousness. So when I became a Christian, I sought to continue my marijuana use, and what it led me into was New Age deception and right on the brink of demon possession as the logical consequence of the whole process. And that's when the Lord intervened a second time in my life and confronted me that there was no way that I was going to use marijuana or drugs and follow him. It was a straight and narrow path. He warns us in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." We are not to be involved with dissipation. We're warned against that again and again in Scripture. For example, Ephesians 5:18, "Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." So marijuana, like wine, wiped out, non-functional. It's dissipation. It's throwing away your precious time and life and energies instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to help you through your problems, grow as a person, grow in his image, and keep your armor on so that you can be useful to God and not be another victim of Satan's deception.
We have so much more to discuss. We're just getting started. Elliot and I are going to continue this discussion once we sign off today. So if you're hanging on, please be patient. We'll try to get to your calls. In fact, let me take one caller right now. My apologies in that we only have a couple of minutes. Craig in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hi, Craig.
Hi.
You're on with Elliot Miller. Good.
I was in a car wreck when I was a small boy at 6 years old. I'm now 51, and my bones have been broken and reset many, many times. And I take oxycodone, and I take morphine, and even some goody powders, and I'm still in pain. Mm-hmm. So I don't want all the bad, those bad things y'all are talking about. I don't want that. I just want relief from pain.
Right.
And that's what, that's why I would be behind the marijuana. I am a Christian, and I don't want to be a pothead. I just want to be out of pain.
Ellie, you got about a minute to tackle this before the end of the broadcast, so brevity is necessary, unfortunately, although this is a very loaded question.
Yes, it really is a loaded question. I would just say that that we are in favor, as I said earlier in the program, of developing medicinal uses of marijuana that do not involve getting you into this altered state of consciousness. And I would also stress that as bad as those other drugs that you mentioned are, they don't have the same effect of opening you up to the demonic realm. And so, again, we just have to ask ourselves, is there a time when taking spiritual risk is justified? Personally, I don't think there is such a time. And I've had to deal with things that marijuana helped me with that I had to just live through until the Lord brought answers to me. But I do think that our spiritual life has got to be our number one priority.
Again, we are talking about the cover story in the Christian Research Journal. And in addition to the cover story, Elliot Miller and the editor from the editor of the journal section of the Christian Research Journal talks about his own experience. And it is quite involved. What he has discussed on the Bible Answer Man broadcast today, he has reduced to writing. Again, from the editor, you'll find what Elliot has written in this regard. It's all about subscribing to the Christian Research Journal. You can do so on the web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org, or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, resource consultant standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. My apologies to all of those that I did not get to today. If you want to call in your questions with respect to marijuana, you can do so for the next hour. We'll try to get to you. 888-ASK-HANK is the number to dial for the next hour. 888-ASK-HANK. We are out of time. Look forward to seeing you next time with more of the show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Our website, equip.org, has an abundance of resources to sharpen your discernment skills and help you grow in life and truth. We provide books, videos, and informative articles. You can also listen to the broadcast live, download archived programs, get answers to pressing Bible questions, follow our blog, or connect with us via social media. All this and more at equip.org. Again, the address is equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. This, then, is the climax of divine revelation, God with us. The infinite has progressively revealed himself in accordance with our finitude. Thus, prior to Emmanuel, general and special revelation revealed his glory. But in the incarnation, we have seen his glory. Thus writes Hank Hanegraaff in his book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. In short, God's incarnation in human flesh is the apex of revelation, his last word. In taking on human flesh, God gives us more than the clearest image of who he is. He gives us himself. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. In his book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, Dr. Oz Guinness notes that after a half a millennium of dominance, the West is being eclipsed in the global era. The United States, as the lead society in the West, stands on the verge of relative, if not absolute, decline. Guinness sadly but soberly concludes that much of the Christian church in both Europe and North America is in a sorry state of weakness, confusion, unfaithfulness, and cultural captivity. Is there a reasonable hope for a turnaround in the midst of these troubling trends? A resounding yes is his conclusion. as he shows why the gospel is the most powerful force in history. To receive your copy of Renaissance, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Equip.org.